Dirigo. It's our state motto, and it means I lead. Hello, this is Governor Paul LePage. Being your governor is a privilege and a great honor. As the CEO of our great state, I have led, but only with the help of a great team. We get things done, like paying hospitals, lowering taxes. We have cracked down on welfare fraud, and we are fixing a broken system by implementing real welfare reforms. We improved the state's credit rating, added millions to the rainy day fund, and cut government waste. Perhaps the most important action we have taken is helping our seniors by finding money for our nursing homes. When Democrat leadership failed to recognize this funding crisis, I took action. Being your governor means I put Mainers' needs first. It means tough decisions must be made in order to move forward. Many liberals claim I do not work with Democrats to get things done in Augusta. However, this is a distortion of the true facts. The numbers tell a totally different story. Unfortunately, when liberals talk about how uncooperative I am, they don't mention the more than 1,600 bills that went into law during these 4 years. Instead, they focus on the negative. The truth is, I do let common sense laws go into effect, and I do work with our legislature to get things done. In 2012, when the Democrats took over the legislature, more than 700 bills were passed and went into law. It was 724, to be exact, and Democrats sponsored two-thirds of those bills. On the other hand, I submitted 50 governor's bills. The legislature killed 27 of those, and one was modified so much that I was forced to veto it. The Democratic-led legislature killed more than 50% of my bills, but I only vetoed about 10% of the legislature's bills. That's 50% to my 10%. And they say working with me is hard? When I veto a bill, there is a good reason, and there are what I call the three veto buckets. First, unfunded mandates. This is the legislature's way of not paying for something and forcing Maine taxpayers to pick up the tab at the local level. Second, tax increases. Taxes are never an option until wasteful government spending is gone. We aren't there yet. And third, resolves. Code name for I don't want to make a tough decision, so let's study it some more. This is the kind of bill lawmakers put up when they don't want to make a tough decision. Philosopher William James once said, when you have to make a choice and you don't make it, that itself is a choice. Sometimes making a decision isn't easy, but it doesn't mean it is wrong. We all must be able to work together, but someone also has to be willing to lead and make difficult decisions. Together, our administration will continue to lead the way, one decision at a time, to move Maine in the right direction. Thank you for listening.